ഇന്ദ്രിയാണി ഹയാൻ ഹാഹുഹു. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് സെഡ് ബൈ ദ മാസ്റ്റേഴ്സ് ഹു ഗേവ് ദിസ് മെറ്റഫർ ഇൻ ദ വേദസ്. ദേ ഹാവ് സെഡ് വാട്ട്? സെൻസ് ഓർഗൻസ് ആർ ദ ട്രോട്ടിംഗ് ഹോർസസ്. ഹൗ മെനി സെൻസ് ഓർഗൻസ്? ഫൈവ് സെൻസ് ഓർഗൻസ്. If five sense organs are the five horses, a chariot with five horses can only walk, cannot run. Only Queen Elizabeth goes in that, because she can spare a man to hold the front one and take it. Four horses alone can really run. And even though the sense organs are five, they are considered as four, because tongue and the skin are one and the same. Both are touch. Only here extra tongue, taste buds are there, therefore it is called tongue. Human skin, biology. If you analyze, the skin is one and the same inside and outside. It is something like a balloon half filled, and you put your finger inside. The same balloon wall goes inside and comes out, isn't it? Similarly, your own skin, when pushed through, it becomes the mouth, the esophagus, the stomach, the intestines, the other end. Skin is one and the same. Therefore, that which is burning your hand, if you touch, when you take in, it will burn inside also. Understand? It is on this principle that Ayurveda said, if you massage with a certain medicines, it will go in. Medical science was laughing at it. Hey, how can it be happening? Now they have understood, yes, it can happen. Therefore, now the pads are coming. You put it on the chest so that your heart will be benefited. Why? Medicine will go. How? It will go inside. How do you know that? Iodex, iodex. What happens? Through the skin it goes. The skin also can absorb, Sunny. This is only grosser skin because it is exposed to the outside, but it can absorb just as it can absorb in the stomach, as the ileum there, as the skin there. It is more sensitive, no doubt. Certain medicines can go from outside directly in, so that when you are cooking, that is why mothers generally become fatter, though they are not eating. One of the reasons. You see, when you are cooking, you touch the food and here and there, and the skin start eating. And then when that is why when you go to the, when I cook the food, I don't want to eat. I can't eat when I am cooking the food. Some ladies generally say that, when I cook, I can't eat. You are right. I also can't eat when you cook. Thus, what I meant was, from outside also, the skin can... This skin is one of the same. Different textures, no doubt. Thus, the skin inside and the tongue is a taster. But outside is a touch. Touching and tasting are considered to be, generally joined together, combined, and there are the four. The four sense organs are the horses. Is it not? They are more powerful than horses, honestly speaking, isn't it? The eyes trot, the ears trot, the nose trot. And it is these sense organs that is dragging our body through the muddy roads of sensuality, is it not? So the eyes say, let us go. The mouth says, let us eat. The ears say, let us hear. And who is controlling it? The intellect. Controls with what? With the mind. Is it not? Thus the four wheels are the sense organs, the car. The directing is through the steering wheel, by the driver, and I, the master, sits in the body vehicle. I mean, horse, you won't understand. That is why I made it look wheels. Think. This is the picture that Vyasa had taken it for Gita. Now analyze it. Arjuna is me in the body. And who is the charioteer? Krishna, the intelligence, pure intelligence. And he has pulled the reins that there are the four horses. They can only jump about, but they cannot move an inch forward. With one hand he pulls it and turns back and talks to the confused individuality in the world. Your intellect also, your self-control, your higher intellect can guide you. Inside. Gita is to be heard from within, not outside. It's not that purchased a book. I also purchased a book, Sami. Sign it. That's another trouble for me. And signed, you keep it there. Everybody considers, you got a book? Yes. Gita, I like it. Swami Chimayanda's book is there. Swami even signed it. Beyond that page, never read. You understand? Idol worship. Never mind. So that picture is maintained there in Mahabharata because it is taken up from the Kathopanishad. So the horses are sense organs. The reins are the mind. Driver is intellect. The chariot is body. And you are the master. For your pleasure trip, everything has been done. See the significance. The more you contemplate, the more clear becomes all that you have heard so far. Indriyani hayanahau. The sense organs are called the horses. Vishayan teshu gocharan. Acha. Now a chariot alone is not sufficient. I am living in a Himalayan peak. African jungle, and you are offering me birthday present, a car. What am I to do with the car? I'll have to carry it on my head to my ashram and there put it up on a pedestal. That is all that I can do. Because there are no roads. A vehicle can go only when there are roads on which the horses can trot, the wheels can move. And where are the roads? Vishayan, the sense objects. The sense objects are the road. The sense organs are the horses. The rein is the mind. The charioteer, the driver, is the clean intellect, pure intellect, Krishna. And I, the individuality, is in it. See a comfortable taxi? Getting the picture? If you are not getting the picture, it's not my fault.